Ksubis, Daf, Yud, Zayin, Amrav, Zayin, Amabez, Shir Ayin Aleph, Shir Ayin Aleph.
A lot of work to do today. A lot of work to do today.
Amen.
Here it goes. So we saw the Gemara. The Gemara is struggling, but trying to figure out how do you reconcile the fact that we have a discussion about the Yemei of Bracha and the Yemei of Simcha. How do you reconcile this? On the one hand, we say that a bachar has 7 days of simcha, a bracha, and an alman has 1 day of bracha. On the other hand, we say that an alman has 3 days of simcha. So what's going on over here? So the Gemara says, ibayis ema alman, ibayis ema bachar. That's the way the girsa that we have in front of us. That's our girsa. Ibayis ema alman, ibayis ema bachar. How does that work? Ibayis ema alman, yamechel the bracha, shlosh le simcha. Ibayis ema is bachar, shiva le bracha, shlosh. Which we explained that according to the way that many Rishonim first approach the sugya, this is not two answers, even though Lashon Ibayis Ema often means two answers. This is just two different applications of the same opinion, which is that simcha is always going to be three. But bracha is going to depend. Is it a bachar or is it an alman? How do we explain that? There's numerous different nuances in the Rishonim. There's three different pshatim. Is the pshat of the Rajba, Toisa Rosh, and the Ritva. They're similar but not the same. The Toisa Rosh is the cleanest. He just says, look, when it comes to simcha, simcha is tali exclusively in the kala. When it comes to bracha, bracha is tali exclusively in the chasen. So therefore, says the Toisa Rosh, if you're talking about a bachar, so he has a lot of simcha, so how many days of bracha is he going to have? Seven, because he's very excited. If you're talking about an alman, how many days of bracha is he going to have? One. Hold on a second. But when it comes to simcha, simcha is talking about her din, being that either way, the person that's marrying, the woman that's getting married, is a almana. Therefore, her din either way is going to be three, because the only thing that changes between the two be ibayis emes is the man, not the woman. So therefore, the simcha stays the same. Bracha is totally exclusively in him. Simcha is totally exclusively in her. Shaila on the Toisa Rosh is, what's the din when a alman marries a besula? An alman marries a besula. So how many days of simcha are you going to have? If she's a besula, so besula gets 7 days of simcha. That's her din. How many days of bracha are you going to have? It's an alman. I would think maybe you should only get
one,
because an alman doesn't have that much. You know, it's only an alman. His bracha should be one. So says the Rishonim, many Rishonim say, not all Rishonim say the same thing, but I think the Rajba says, listen, this alman has lots of simcha, more than regular alman. Why does this alman fear? Because he was zoichen a besula, he won the lottery. He didn't just get married, he got married and won the lottery. Therefore, his bracha is going to be Zion. So still, according to the Rajba, everything just depends on him by bracha. Everything depends on her by simcha. It's just his bracha is going to depend on who he ends up marrying. That's the pshat of the Rajba. But we said that the other Rishonim say similarly, but slightly different. The pshat of the Toisa Rosh. The Rajba's pshat, which is similar, but slightly different. The Rajba's pshat is that when it comes to bracha, it depends on his simcha. And when it comes to the chiv of simcha, simcha depends on her need for simcha. He has to be mesameach her. He has to be mefayis her. He has to keilu make her feel comfortable with the fact that she's married. So besula, who's very nervous, she's never been married before, therefore you have to give her more time. And almana, you give her less time. So he's not saying that the simcha is an expression of her simcha. The simcha comes from her need for pius. Therefore, what does simcha mean according to the Rajba? It means isser malacha. Simcha doesn't just mean a party. Simcha means isser malacha. You have to stay back and spend time with her. You have to stay home. That's what simcha means according to the Rajba. And then we have the pshat of the Ritva, which is slightly different. The Ritva says, when it comes to bracha, bracha is tali bein bedidei, bein bedida. So the Ritva says, bracha is either one of them, either him or her. So therefore, when it comes to the Ritva, says if he's a bachur, he's never been married, he gets 7 days. If she's a besula, 7 days. It all depends on either one of them. When it comes to bracha, it's bein b'didei, bein b'dida. Masha'en came, when it comes to simcha, aval inyan simcha ain't it only ela b'dida. A nafkamina, this is the Ritva. Nafkamina between these pshatim perhaps is as follows. We spoke about previously who has to be present when you're talking about, when you're making Birchas Chasanim. Do you need to have the Chasan and the Kala present, or only one of them alone is going to suffice? So machloikas rishonim. The Ritva's shita is one of them alone is going to suffice. Why does the Ritva hold one of them alone is to suffice? Says the Ritva, it's tali bein bididei, bein bidida. Either one of them is sufficient. Because it's tali bein bididei, bein bidida. That's the Ritva l'shitasa. However, according to the other Rishonim that hold that it's not bracha is not tali bein b'didei bein didida. Bracha is be'etzem tali in him. So for sure, if he's not there, you can't make brachas chasanim.
Who says it?
Does
that
mean
bracha?
Who said
that? Said what? That the Ritva says tali bein. Other Rishonim are more.
This is only the bracha.
Yeah. This is only the bracha. Okay. Comes along, this is all very nice, Rabbi Isai. This is the first approach in the sugya. Three different variations of one approach in the sugya, which is that these two Ibais Amos go together. And we have to somehow find a way that we can work, even though one has more bracha than simcha, and one has more simcha than bracha, they work together. Then comes the Rajbo with a whole different approach in the sugya, which is Ibayis Ema is a plingi. Hani Lishna plinking. They argue on each other. This is not two different manifestations of the same idea. This is a total 180. They're changing directions. The first answer says you can have more simcha than bracha. The second answer says no, you can have more bracha than simcha. And says the Rajba, how do we paskin? Unaktinon kelishna basra. We paskin like the second lishna. Okay, so that's not our Lishna Basra. Our Lishna Basra is Bachor. The way we have it in the Gemara is Ibais Ema Almain, Ibais Ema Bachor. The Rajba clearly flipped it around. He changed the order. He changed, he picks Bachar first, and he puts Alman second. And we'll see the Rajba had to do that. That has to be his Girsa. Because he understands that the Lishna Basra is rejecting the Lishna Kama. So let's say the way the Rajba has it, the first answer is Bachar has 7 days of Bracha and 3 days of Simcha. And the second answer says, oh no! But the Alman can have 1 day of Bracha and 3 days of Simcha. What is he rejecting? Says the Rajba, he holds it's impossible to have Bracha without Simcha. It is impossible to have Bracha without Simcha. D'yemei Simcha, loy bitziri miyemei Bracha. You cannot have days of Simcha that are less than days of Bracha. Impossible. V'nirin advarim, and the Rajba says, I think that makes a lot of sense. Deheich efshar shtemashkim lemalachtoi v'chavilosoi al ksefoi. How could a person go to work and he's got his bundle on his peckle on his shoulder? U'mevarchelo b'rchus chasanim. You're telling me that over here there's no din simcha, and you still have Birchus Chasanim? How is it possible a Chasan is going to go to work and you're making Birchus Chasanim? It doesn't make any sense. So therefore, the Rajba says, I like this second mahalach, not like the first mahalach. Our first Malach, three variations we had, was that there's no machloikas. Everyone agrees. Sometimes you have more simcha than bracha. Sometimes you have more bracha than simcha. Over here, the Rashi was saying, absolutely not. The Gemara is now rejecting that notion. The Gemara is saying it's impossible to have simcha, no simcha, you have bracha. You can't have more bracha. The yamei simcha, loibetziri me yamei bracha. You can't have less simcha than bracha. It's not possible. And that's the Gemara's rejection. So according to the Rashba, the Gemara is now changing its understanding of Simcha. According to the Pshatim we had up until now, whose mitzvah of Simcha, whose din is Simcha, is it? Everyone said.
Hers.
Hers. And now what's the Rashba saying? Whose din Simcha is it? His. Says the Rashba. Heich efsher demashkim lemalachto vechalasak seifu mevorchelo brichosanim. How is it possible? He's going to work and you're calling him chassan. Ein chassan yotzi mechedroi. So we're all talking about now the chassan sim. He's saying, hold on a second, you're calling him a chassan and he's going to work? Can't be. He has to have a chi of simcha.
Is that because he's leaving her?
No. Can't have a depressed king. But it has nothing to do with the queen. That has nothing to do with her. It seems to be now the Rambam is learning, that the Rashba is learning, and Shuldiks, that the Din Simcha is a Din in him.
Wasn't there always Simcha and Bracha? Because we see from the fact that what we said before about, let's say, Pesula, there's more Simcha there, right?
Right.
So there's always going to be Simcha involved in Bracha.
Not necessarily. Maybe not. Maybe. It's, we have to see. One of the other Rishai. So now, Rabbi Yisai, we have to go back to the first Mahalach that we had. What? How does that answer the Rajma's Kasha? Not only that, but the Rishai to bring that the Rambam clearly holds like this first Mahalach. The Ritva says that the Achronim bring that the Rambam seems to go like this first Mahalach. So what happened to the Rajba's Taina? The Rajba comes with a Taina. How in the world can you make Brichas Chasanim if there's no Simcha? Doesn't make any sense. So how can the Gemara say you're going to have more days of Bracha than Simcha? That's what the Gemara's rejection is. That's the Ibai Yisema. We're pulling back. No, you cannot do that. You always have to have more Simcha than Bracha. Because it's impossible to have bracha without simcha. So what's going to be pshat in Rambam, Rabbi Yisai? Rambam is all this other mahalchum he said before. So I'd like to perhaps suggest as follows. Ken Zayin, the mahalch is like this. The first three mahalchum we said, which was Tosfos HaRosh, the Ritva, and the Rashba, all are in line with the Shittas HaRambam. The Rambam says, there is no machlokes. The Ibai is saying we paskin like both of them. Right, the Rashba then says Yesh Misha Pirich that this Hanalishni Plingi, and I like that V'nirim Advarim. I like this Mahalach, says the Rashba. Why? Because the Rashba says, how could you make brachas if you don't have simcha? So what's Pshan the Rambam? How do you make brachas if you don't have simcha?
So it's really a question for everybody.
Right. Well, they don't. Well, they all. The Rashba rejects it afterwards. That's why the Rashba says I don't like it. So
everyone else that doesn't.
Yeah. If they stick with it, yeah. Okay, I like to suggest as follows, Rabbi Yisai. Perhaps the Rambam holds that the chiyuv and Rabbi Yisai, if we work hard today in understanding, the entire sugya is going to become lichtig. Siat Dishmaya. The Rambam holds bracha has nothing to do with simcha, nothing to do, no shaychus. Bracha has nothing to do with simcha. It was the Rashba originally that said, bracha is because of his simcha. Right? And simcha is for her simcha. The Rambam says, bracha has nothing to do with simcha. Who said simcha? Hold on, let me bring that. Who said simcha? Bracha is a din that a person makes a bracha after he gets married. There is a chi of simcha, no chi of simcha. The Rashba says, yimei simcha loy betziri yimei bracha. The Rambam says, not true. Brachas, Sheva Brachas is not about Simcha. So let's start here, Rabbi Yisai. As follows. But hold on. There's a din that during the course of the Sheva Brachas, we said how many days, for example, Besula, how many days do you have Bracha? 7 days. There's a contingency of those 7 days of Bracha. What's that? Panim chadashas. What's the pshat that you have to have panim chadashas by your sheva brachas? And this is a machlokes rishayim. Tosfos says the reason for panim chadashas is you need someone that's going to be mar besimcha. Says Tosfos, the bottom of the zayin amid base. Panim chadashas is ein chori ela ben elam shemarbim b'shvilam hasimcha yoiser. Someone's going to enhance the simcha. Who is going to enhance the simcha for? Who's going to enhance the simcha for? The chasen kala, the chasen. Yeah.
So panim chadashas works even if the chasen kala don't like the person that's coming.
So according to the Tosfos, if the chasen kala don't like the person coming, then there's no. It's not panim chadashas. Can't just bring any person off the street. It has to be someone that's marbe b'shvilam asimcha.
Let's say one person likes and the other one doesn't.
Okay, we'll figure that. Marbe b'shvilam asimcha. Aber the brisker of is medayik in Rambam nishtazei. The Rambam says that any person can be panim chadashas. V'hu sheloi shama habrochos adayin. He didn't yet hear, that's the paraphrase lashon of the Rambam, he didn't hear the brachas yet. That's the way the Rambam says it. So what does that mean? The Rambam holds panim chadashas is something else. Other than what Tosfos holds. Tosfos holds panim chadashas. What's the point of panim chadashas? Marbe b'simcha. Rambam holds that's not panim chadashas. Panim chadashas is nothing to do with, it could be anyone off the street who I don't like, I don't care about, but it's someone who didn't hear the brachas at the chasana. What's the pshat in panim chadashas? Says Briskerov, according to the Rambam, the vort is panim chadashas, he is the one who now has a din to make a bracha. It's his din bracha. According to Tosfos, the yisoid of panim chadash, the panim chadashas, he didn't hear a bracha yet, so now he's going to make a bracha. He missed the bracha at the chuppah, so when does he make the bracha? By the suda. Doesn't make it by the first suda, where does he make it?
Second suda.
He can make the bracha on the chasana, it's his din bracha. According to the Tosfos, what's the yisoid of sheva brachos? The yisoid is simchas chosen dekala is nimshach. We're going to be mamshich the simcha. And if it's still simchas chosen dekala, it's still brachos. What makes the simchas chosen dekala nimshach? Panim chadashos. It's right there. We're fabrenging chosen kala, fabrenging. And that makes that now there's more simcha. Das ist der Din Sheva Brachas lefi Tosfos. Aber lefi Rambam, the Din Sheva Brachas is perhaps a different din. It's not to refer break. The chasana is over. Chasana is done. The simcha, the band, went home. We're finished. But they're supposed to be make brachas on the chasana. You didn't make brachas. So someone who didn't make the bracha can make the bracha. For how long? 7 days. You can make the bracha. Tzahatatam et simcha, garnish mit garnished. Nothing to do with simcha. Is the pshat, I didn't make my bracha yet. This is a machlokes Rambam mit Tosfos. Eibazei, I'm going to get to you in a minute. I'm almost finished. Eibazei. Eibazei. Ken Zayin, as we can understand the machlokes here between the Rashba and the Rambam. The Rashba says, how is it possible? You may simcha l'betirim, you may bracha. The chosin has to have you may simcha. How are you making brachas without the chosin having you may simcha? Because the Rashba holds that the din of bracha is, panim chadoshes is the pshat, we're being marbe b'shvilo ya simcha. That's the holy side from brachas. How are you making brachas without simcha? Is you saying that the simcha's chosin is being mamshech? Mashenken, according to the Rambam halt, nay, that's not the pshat and sheva brachas b'chlal. The simcha's over. Simcha's done. It's whoever didn't make a bracha on the chasen, by the chasen, they can make a bracha on the chasen now. The chasen has to have a din simcha in order for me to make a bracha on him. It's my bracha, it's not his bracha.
You wouldn't need the chasen kala to be there?
So the shah is. So, vice to. So, oh, good. Bath. We can understand another machlokes in the Rishonim. We said yesterday, the Tosfos Rid says, when you make the bracha of Asher Bara without panim chadashas, that's not brachos chasanim. That's something totally different. Remember we made that deek in the Tosfos Rid yesterday. Mashenkein, according to Rashi, it seems like that's brachos tuna bracha. What bracha? Whether you have panim chadashas, don't have panim chadashas, but there's a bracha of Asher Bara. What's the machlokes? It's as follows. According to Rambam, Rabbi Isai, The whole yesoid of Sheva Brachas is the fact that there's Panim Chadoshes. Because what's the yesoid of the bracha? Birchas Chasanim is I'm making a bracha on the Chasan. If there's no Panim Chadoshes, why are we making a bracha today? It doesn't make any sense. What are we making a bracha for? There's no Panim Chadoshes. Says the Tosis Reed, you're right. This is not Birchas Chasanim. Birchas Chasanim is other people have the ability, the opportunity to make a bracha on the chasana. But we made the bracha on the chasana already. So why are we making another bracha? This is a totally different din. No shaychus to the din of Birchas Chasanim. Because Panim Chadoshes is not stam a way to like add on simcha. Panim Chadoshes is the yesoid of the bracha. It's someone that didn't hear the brachas yet. If we all heard the brachas, why are we making another bracha? It must be this is a new din, no shaychus to bracha. It's stam a din of simcha. Stam a din lafushe simcha ba'alma.
Hold on a second.
Masha Ein Kain, if you hold that the whole din of brachas, Sheva brachas, is itself simcha, and we want to enhance the simcha, it has to be a heightened simcha in order to make Sheva brachas. But if it's just making this bracha of Asher Bara, even if the simcha is not bimiluya, you could still make the bracha of Asher Bara. It's weiter a din of brachas chasanim. What's brachas chasanim? It's a bracha of simcha. It's your being mamshid the simcha. So in order to make all Sheva brachas, it's got to be mamish like a nair chasana. What's a nair chasana? Panim chadoshes. It's a nair chasana. All seven brachas. Without panim chadoshes, so we still make the bracha. It's still simcha. It's the same yisoid of brachas chasana. The yisoid of brachas chasana is simcha. This will be the machlekes Tosfos and Rambam. Yeah. The Rambam's shita is that the chasana ends at the chasana. Afterwards, you're just making brachas. That's it. The brachas have nothing to do with simcha. So why are you making this one bracha without panim chadoshes? Different din. It's just a din. It's a din simcha. Different thing.
Either Rambam, why don't you?
What? Tosfos Rid is going to be like the Rambam.
See the Rambam. Why don't you need panim chadoshes like Shabbos and Yom Tov?
You do. The Rambam doesn't say anywhere you don't need panim chadoshes and Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's one of the nafkuminis between the Rambam and Tosfos. The Rambam says you need panim. The Rambam doesn't say you don't need panim chadoshes on Yom Tov because Shabbos doesn't make bracha. But according to Tosfos, that the vor is afushi simcha. You have your extra simcha here anyway because you have Shabbos. What? You make the bracha Asher Bara, which is bracha Achrita.
You still make Asher Bara even if there's no
Panim Chadoshes. The shaila is why? What? You have enough simcha for Asher Bara. You don't have the heightened simcha. You need for all seven of them. Depends. It depends if it's like this way or that way. And like the Tosfos Reed, it's less of a bracha. Like the other Rishonim, it's more of a bracha. Okay. Avoisai. Dos kein zayn pshat in Rambam. If you look, Taka, I just want to make one oisafa. In the Ritva, when the Ritva says that you have bracha, is tali b'didei, he doesn't say anything about simcha. It says bracha is tali bein b'didei, bein b'dida. Doesn't say anything about simcha. The Tzai Rosh is the one that said that bracha is telling his simcha. Maybe in a Hanami, the Rambam holds bracha is not telling simcha at all. The Ritva, the Rambam, yeah. The Shaila is, however, what's still shver is as follows. What the Chiel brought up is, okay, so you're telling me that it's my bracha, my din to make a bracha. But, so then you don't need the chasan or the kala there. Why do you need the chasan or the kala? I gotta make a bracha. Elamai, it's because I'm making a bracha on something. The thing I'm making the bracha on has to be here.
Obviously, it has something to do with the chasan kala.
So if he has to be a chasan, he's not a chasan if he doesn't have simcha. So, you know, it's a brachas hashevach or whatever. So I'm making a bracha on the. If he's not, and Ken Zayin, that's a chelik of the Rajba's kasha. How does the Rajba ask the question? Says the Rajba. Ha'ein chasan yoytze mechedroi. A chasan doesn't go out of his room. And what does that mean? If he's going to work, then he's not a chosen. So why don't you just make the brachas wherever you are? No, I have to make the bracha in front of the chassan. Aber heis nishkin chassan. He's going to work. He's not a chassan. Forget about a din simcha, the bracha tali and a din simcha. But I need to make a bracha on something. It's my bracha. Fine, but what am I making a bracha on? A chassan? Who's the chassan? Where's the chassan? If he's not a chassan in the Yotzim Echendro, if he's going to work, he's not a chassan.
Nothing to do with simcha.
Nothing to do with Simcha. Kumt the Heilige Briskerov. The Briskerov said the Shtikl Torah by the Sheva Brachas of his son, or the Chasana of his son, or Meir.
Shlita.
And he said the following Yisait. Said the Briskerov, Sken Zayn, as the Ramam holds, Be'etzem, that when the Gemara says Simcha, Reuven, and the Gemara says Simcha, the Gemara means her Simcha. Like the Rambam learns, Shoktu Chacham Tekonis Benois Yisrael, she should have 3 days of Simcha. Abba, there's Nachadin from Simcha. There's Tzvei Dinim from Simcha. The Tzvei Dinim is one din, is he has a din of being Misameach, her. He has another din of himself being besimcha. Not because he has to make her happy or he has to appease her. His din simcha mitzad atzmo, he has to be besimcha. It's tzvei dinim. Mimelo, when the Gemara says that you could have 7 days of bracha and 3 days of simcha, it doesn't mean that there's no simcha. There is simcha there for him also. The simcha that he has is mitzidoi. When the Gemara says 3 days of Simcha, the Gemara means 3 days of Simcha mitzidah. And the Ish now has two different bazunder edim of Simcha. And there'll be nafkaminas. Nafkaminas between these two different dinim of Simchas. For example, if there's only a din simcha mitzidah, so then she could be Michael. She could say, "I'm fine. I don't need you to stay here." He has a chiyuv to be mesamecher. She could say, "I understand the chachomim made a takana that you should be mesameach me, but there's a klal efsh." She could say, "Go to work. I'd rather you make money. That'll make me happier." But if the din simcha is mitzad, his din simcha, he has a chiyuv simcha mitzad atzmai, so then she can't be meichel. It could be, it can't be meichel. It's a chiyuv simcha. We didn't regel. We bring as follows. There's numerous nafkamis. He brings as follows. Listen to this. Ramesh Kaplan in the Sefer Birchos Chasanim, Simon Hay, says the following thing. The Rambam in Hilchos Avel, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, says the Rambam, Moshe Rabbeinu tikkun lahem liYisrael shivas yimei avelus v'shivas yimei amishta. It's mashma from the Rambam that the din mishteh, where does it come from? What does it stam from? The fact that there's a din simcha for 7 days. Where's the makar? Moshe Rabbeinu. That's in Hilchos Avel, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. And then the Rambam says, Machloek. The Rambam says in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Beis, V'chein tiknu chachomim, Shekol ha-noisei besuli, Yisemeach ima shivas yomim. And if she's not a ba'ula, then it's only 3 days. Frechterness in Kaplan, Lachoritz Astira in Rambam. Because on the one hand, the Rambam says it's Moshe Rabbeinu's tikkun lahem shivas yimei mishta. On the other hand, the Rambam says it's takonas chachamim. Which one is it? Zokter lefi the Brisker of.
Both.
It's both. Moshe tikkun lehem liYisrael means mitzad the mensch. He has his own chiyuv simcha. That's in Hilchos Evel. In Hilchos Ish, the Rambam says tiknu chachamim shekol noisei besula yosameach imo shivas yamim. What does that mean? That's where for her the din simcha. Besula gets 7 days simcha. The Amana gets 3 days simcha. There's two different dinim of simcha. There's one din mitzad him, another din mitzad her. In Shulchan Aruch, it's also meduik. Listen to this meridik of Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch Simen Samach Dalet says the following thing: Hanoisi besula tzorech l'smayach ima zayin yomim. Shelo yasim alocha b'lo yisav yitem b'shuk elo oichav v'shoisav v'sameach ima. Benu bocher, benu alman. What does that sound like? Chiyuv simcha. And then the Ramah adds, v'chasen aser basias melocha. What did you just add? It says in the Shulchan Aruch that a noisim besula tzarech l'smoichim azayin yomim v'lo yasim alocha. Then comes the Ramah and says, oh, by the way, chasen aser basias melacha. The Shulchan Aruch said that already. What's the Ramah adding? Says the Chalkas Mechoykeg is the hafla of a fella. The first din of the Shulchan Aruch is mitzad the isha. It says the din is hanoisei besula tzarech l'smoich ima zayin yomim. Zot the Ramah. Also, chasen is aser mitzad atzmoi basias melacha.
Why did the Shulchan Aruch say this himself?
It might be. There's going to be nafkumin is la alocha. Nafkumin is as follows. He says, nafkumin would be in the Ramah if she's Michael. Another nafkamina is Reb Nissen brings in Simon Zion from the Sefer Sukkas Shalom Yitzchok that if the Issa Malacha is mitzad the Chassin himself, then he's only Aser Befahesya. This that a Melech is not allowed to do Malacha, not allowed to do Malacha Befahesya, it's going to shter from his Din Melech if other people see him as doing Malacha. But what about Betzina? Is a Melech allowed to do Malacha?
Yeah,
he's allowed to do Malacha. But if it's mitzad the din of he has to misameach ima gimol yonim, it doesn't make a difference if it's b'faresia not b'faresia. Mitzad melech chasin eni yoytze mechedra. He doesn't go out of his room. What he does in his room, that's him. Eni yoytze mechedra. He doesn't go out in the street. But if there's a din similar mitzad her, so then even mechedra he can't do malacha. Another nafkamin would be as follows. What about doing malacha kala? What about doing a malacha kala? The Tzitz Eliezer suggests that a chassan is not allowed to write during Sheva Brachas. He's not allowed to write. Why is he not allowed to write? You're not allowed to write also on Chalamoid. It's malacha. You're not allowed to write. Now, Melech writes, King Melech writes, so if it's mitzad, the fact that you have to miss Sameach Ima, so then you can't take anything that's going to distract you at all from your wife, even Melech Kala, you can't do. If it's mitzad, the din Melech, so Melech writes, it's nothing, Melech, so the Choyra, the Fizeh, what would be if the Kala is Moichel and allows him to write? Then he could do it. Because mitzad the din Melech, he's allowed to write. Mitzad the din that has to miss Sameach, or he's not. But if she's Moichel, then he could.
Can't turn on the
light
either?
Huh? Light on the Chalamai.
Only if it doesn't distract him.
He's not allowed to change the light bulb.
Yeah. The Fizeh, the Fizeh Brisker of the Brachas of Ari Tali on Simcha. And then the Rajb asked the Kasha, how is it possible to have more days than Bracha than days Simcha? The answer is because when the Gemara says there's only 3 days of Simcha, the Gemara means mitzad her there's only 3 days of Simcha. But there's taka going to be 7 days of Simcha, mitzidoi. And there'll taka be 7 days of Simcha. Afizeh zokta briskerov, another moiridik of art. Listen to this, Rabbi Sai. It's half of a fella. Zokta briskerov, The Rambam says you're allowed to marry many women on the same day. It's just the simcha you do later. Why do you have to do the simcha later?
Ein ma'arvin simcha
v'simcha. However, the Rambam later on, Mamish right the next few halachas, says the Rambam, a person is not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed. Why are you not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed? Ein ma'arvin simcha v'simcha. In fact, the Briskirov, I don't understand. Get married on Chol HaMoed and just do the simcha later. You're allowed to marry a lot of women on the same day. Just do the simcha later. So, why can't I also do the same thing? I'll get married on Chol HaMoed. I'll do the simcha later. Why not? Zok the Briskirov, listen to this. Moira Dikra Boisai. Says the Briskirov, Eimechanami, mitzad the simcha that he has for her, you could always be misamech. This one later, that one later, that one later. Oh, but a chazan has his egen a din simcha. Mitzad the fact that he's a chazan, he has a din simcha. So, if I marry lots of women, so what's my din simcha? When I'm a chazan, the Zelmaka din simcha. I marry her, I'm a chassan, I marry her, I'm a chassan, I marry her, I'm a chassan. I have one din simcha. There's no stira in my din simcha, the fact that I marry a lot of women. She has a din simcha, I'll take care of that later. She has a din simcha, I'll take care of that later. But inside my din simcha, there's one din of me being a chassan. I could be a lot of chassans. That's not marvin simcha besimcha, that's all inside my din chassan. However, when a person wants to get married on Chol HaMoed, he already has a din simcha mitzad atzmoy. What's the din simcha mitzad atzmoy? The fact that it's Chol HaMoed. To be moisiv, a din simcha on himself, mitzad the fact that he's a chassin, that he can't do it. Marvin simcha b'simcha.
That's a right, it can't be medical, sir, Rebbe.
What?
That's a right, it can't be medical,
half love a fella. As I saw the Helig of Briskirov, he says, if you're donning mitzad her din simcha, I could push that off. But my din simcha comes from the fact that I'm a chassin. So the fact that I'm a chassin, so Elamai is no stira in two chassinus, because the zelba din simcha. The Briskirov just leaves on himself with a kasha. Because it says that why is it that Yaakov had to wait a week in order to marry Rachel after marrying Leah? Why do you have to wait a week? Ein marvin simcha b'simcha. Frekt the briskerov ichvashteinisht. Why doesn't he just get married and do the simcha later? What? The what? So vayis tochoyis pshat in the Rambam has to be as follows: if the simcha of if you're during sheva brachos, you can't marry someone else. If we're marrying them all on the same day, that I could do, and afterwards I'll do the Sheva Brachos of this one tomorrow, this one, you know, after a week later, this one a week later. But if I'm in the midden of Sheva Brachos of one of them, to marry someone else, that you can't do.
Why not?
Because that's already a problem. Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. You have to know what the vart is, Rabbi Yisai. Adirabba. What's the vart? What?
The same simcha
mitzidai. Same simcha mitzidai. Simcha. Why not? That's the Briskirov's kasha. Why not? Same simcha mitzidai and push over simcha.
The problem is, al him or al her? Rabbi.
So there are some people. It's not clear. There's some people that want to suggest that the problem is as follows. Listen, if I marry lots of women together on the same day, so I haven't shtered anyone's simcha because no one's married yet. But once someone's married, in the middle of Sheva Brachos, you go marry someone else? Come on. But I don't think, more than just the Briskirov doesn't hold to that, but why not? I don't think that's Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. That's not a problem. Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha means that if you're in the middle of one Simcha, don't be busy with another Simcha. It's not because, you know, like, you're taking away from my Simcha by bringing a Tzara in. It sounds like you're saying, it's like, listen, you're marrying a Tzara. A tzara, a co-wife is called a tzara, calls me tzaras. You can't share my simcha. That's not ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. If a person gets married on Chol HaMoed doesn't get insulted. It's not about anyone getting insulted. It's about the fact that you can't be married. So if it's because of ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, so why can't I do it? I'll do the other simcha later. And it's not my simcha, it's the Zelmaka simcha.
Who's more masha that it's doing simcha?
It's mashma that over here there's going to be a problem. In ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. The emes is, if you look in the lashon of the Rambam says something very interesting. The Rambam says that a person can marry lots of nashim ka'achas b'yoy mechad. What does the Rama mean ka'achas? I want to just say a vart. I'm going to let you try to figure it out. Chmen is maybe the Rama means the following thing. Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha means I can't mish one simcha with another simcha. But what about when I'm doing them both at the same time? What about that? I can't, if I already have one simcha, I can't bring in a second simcha when there's already a first simcha. But what about if I'm doing both simchas bevasachas? What about I'm doing them both at the same time? There is there a problem over there of ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Or which one came first? Which woman came first? Who am I? Kilu, you have to focus on this one, but she didn't come. I have to focus on that one. So which one do I focus on? If there's one that came first, focus on her. But if neither of them came first, so then maybe there's no din over there of ein ma'arv and simcha b'simcha. Does not listen exactly. I don't understand the Rambam. So let's go a little fighter in the Gemara. So Rabbi said, the Gemara says over here, Amr li huna bar nasin. Tana minayin lebichas chanam asar, shenem v'ikach asar anashim mizikne ha'ir, v'yom eshvu poi, v'yeshvu. V'yaz uz alman, shenas alman ha'ave. So the Achronim asked the following question. If this is the Makar, as we said, for Birchas Chasanim, that's why you need 10 people. So the halacha is, the Gemara says later on, that a chosin is considered a part of the minion of Asara. That when you need 10 people for Sheva Brachas, chosin is min ha-minyan. The avel is eino min ha-minyan, but we paskin, chosin is oila bin ha-minyan. Frek the Prisha question. The Prisha asks, so why is it that Boaz had to say, Vayikach Asara Anoshim, Boaz had to take 10 people in order to make Birchas Chasanim, should only take 9.
What? It was an Avo at the same time. Right.
I hear. Yeah, so maybe because he was an Avo, therefore he can't be Min HaMinyan for the Birchas Chasanim, that's a Knech.
Okay.
Yeah, Pashtus is only Enamin for Avelis, not for Chasanim, but okay. You have to know why Avel Enamin Aminion. Yeah, and yeah, but you have to know why it's Enamin Aminion. I hear. What? Yeah, it wasn't Avel still. Pashtus, it was the day that Rus came. It was the day that Rus came that he died. What? No, it says Vayikach, Asoran. Take 10 people. The preacher understands that means take an additional 10 people.
It's coming to teach us that then they need 10 people. That's why it says 10.
It's not say 9 plus him is 10.
So you have to make a
okay. The preacher understands not like that. As Ken Zayn, the answer is as follows, Rabbi Zayn. The Gemara later on brings another pasuk for why Birchas Chasanim is Basara. The Gemara brings a pasuk of B'makelois Baruch Hu Elokim Hashem Mekor Yisrael. The Machloikas in the Gemara. Is it because of Yikach Asara Noshim Zikne Ayir? Or is it because B'makelois Baruch Hu Elokim Hashem Mekor Yisrael? Maybe. This that we say chasen is oila min aminyan is only if the makar for the din berachas chasanim is from b'makelois baruch hu elokim. Hashem has to be a kahal. What is a kahal?
10,
including a chasen. B'makelois baruch hu Hashem chasen is oila min aminyan. He made a kahal. You have a kahal whether he's a chasen or not a chasen. That makes a what's a kahal? A kahal means 10. But if you learn it's from the pasuk of. Vayikach Asara Anoshim Yizikne Ha'ir, if that's the pasuk we're learning it from, so then Enochanami, it says you need 10 plus the chasen, so you need 11, 10 plus the chasen, not 11, 10 plus the chasen. And maybe the machloikis that this that we paskin chasen is oilam and aminyan, it depends on where you learn the pasuk from. Over here the Gemara is saying the pasuk is from Vayikach Asara Anoshim Enochanami, chasen is not oilam and aminyan. If that's the case, yeah, it might depend on what's the reason why you need 10 people by Berachos Chasanim. Why do we need 10 people present? What's the inyan of having 10 people present by Berachos Chasanim? This is a machloikes between the Mishnah Brura and the Briskerov. Why do you need 10 people? It's a machloikes Mishnah Brura and Briskerov. It could be that that machloikes itself might depend on which pasuk you learn it from. It could be that that will depend on whether Chasan is oilem in a minyan or not oilem in a minyan. Then we'd have an easier way of understanding why he says you need dafka 10 people. With that, we will continue, Beis Hashem. What we're going to do tomorrow is the two dots. We got basically up to the two dots. Guf Amar Rav Nachman Amar Lihuna. And we're going to discuss why is it Chasan is...